Mission Network News 4.5 minute version for Tuesday, November 30th, 2004. In 3, 2, 1. Christians are on their knees as political uncertainty invades Ukraine. Christians in China are wary of a government memo, and Wycliffe Associates looks to support translators with volunteers. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in the Ukraine, where Christians are waiting, along with the rest of the world, to find out what's going to happen with Ukraine's presidential election. The Ukrainian Supreme Court has gotten involved in the election corruption allegations. The rift threatens the country's economy and could split that nation. Slava Gospel Association's Joel Griffiths says Christians are trusting God.
Their position is basically that, you know, God is sovereign, God is in control, and whoever is elected, you know, to the presidency, they're going to keep focused on their main goal, and that's preaching the gospel.
Griffiths says it's important for believers to pray, though.
Things can sometimes change overnight, and that's why it's so urgent to support the churches right now in their ministry of getting the gospel out and taking the opportunity that God has given us in this window, you know, to be able to do as much as we can to help those churches.
SGA maintains a regional ministry center near Kiev. We turn next to Pakistan, where changes in the blasphemy law place limits on the abuses. However, the modifications didn't fully answer Christian concerns. For those in evangelistic work, it makes a creative access issue. InterServe's John Kennedy says they're partnering with another agency in the outlying areas.
We have a couple who is serving for a number of years with the Hindu minority peoples of Pakistan in that southern province doing village evangelism, training of evangelists, and supporting of their efforts in remote and rural villages.
When asked if the country's restrictive blasphemy law had interfered with ministry, Kennedy responded,
"Not with that particular partner, a couple who are probably involved in the most direct kind of ministry in a church setting. They actually work under the leadership and auspices of the Church of Pakistan. But I know from the past that that remains an issue."
You're listening to Mission Network News. Voice of the Martyrs Canada reports the release of a secret document by top Chinese government and Communist Party departments. While the memo claims to support freedom of religion, it calls on officials to make a distinction between religion and superstition. This has been used against religious beliefs that are different from the government's position. BOM believes the memo helps to explain an increase recently in government control of house churches, the internet, and Christian literature. Next, Christmas cards. Just about everyone gets one this time of year, but there's one segment of society in the United States that goes without: prison inmates. That's why Crossroad Bible Institute is asking you to help supply cards for those in their prison-based Bible correspondence classes. CBI's president David Scheringa says it's called the Send a Card Program.
Last year, we received about 10,000 cards, which was very, very much appreciated, but we have 30,000 students, Greg. So we can use thousands more. There's really no limit to how many we can take.
80% of the inmates receive no mail at all, let alone Christmas cards. Scheringa says evangelistically they go a long way.
This kind of thing just makes a huge impact on them, that someone cared enough to send them a Christmas card. It's like the touch of Christ right in the middle of that cold cell.
Go to our website or call our resource line for more information. And Wycliffe Associates is looking to build a volunteer mobilization center in the United States. The Orlando, Florida-based center will serve as the hub for equipping volunteers for worldwide service and accelerating Bible translation. Volunteers are urgently needed across the country and around the world. Wycliffe Associates volunteers free up Wycliffe missionaries to do the translation work. Pray that God will move in the hearts of His people to provide the funds needed. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You've been hearing the stories, and now you can see them. A free copy of my Shoes for Orphan Souls trip to Russia with Buckner Orphan Care International is available by calling 1-800-995-4828. You'll see the faces of many Russian orphans and get the tools you and your church need to help them. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.